this auspicious day of the Agarbhav Tithi of Lord Nrisingadev to protect his beloved devotee, Bhakta Prahlad. We're going to discuss two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, in relationship to Prahlad Maharaj's Bhava Bhakti. How did Bhakta Prahlad attain Bhava Bhakti? That is the discussion. First verse is from chapter 4 of the 7th canto, text 36. Kuneralam asankyeyar mahatmyam tasya suchyate vasudeve bhagavati yasya naisargiki rati. I'll speak the word and you can repeat after me so we have something of hearing and chanting. Gunar, with spiritual qualities. Alam, what need? Asankyeye, innumerable. Mahatmyam, greatness. Tasya, Prahlad Maharaj. Suchyate, is indicated. Vasudev, Lord Krishna. Bhagavati, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yasya, whom? Naisargiki, natural. Rati, attachment. Prabhupada's translation. Who could list the innumerable transcendental qualities of Prahlad Maharaj? He had unflinching faith in Vasudev, Lord Krishna, and unalloyed devotion to him. His attachment to Lord Krishna was natural because of his previous devotional service. Although his good qualities cannot be enumerated, they prove that he was a great soul, Mahatma. So, as we know, as Prabhupada is mentioning here, Mahatma, the Prahlad Maharaj, he's mentioned as one of the Dwadasa Mahajans, the 12 great authorities on spiritual life, Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo. So Prahlad Maharaj is one of the great 12 Mahajans whom we should follow. We should follow his teachings, we should follow his actions, his achar, his behavior, and we should try to understand something about how did he become a Mahajan, a Mahatma? How did he become a great soul? How did he become a guru, the acharya, the Shrestha acharya, the guru of devotion? He's known as Bhakta, Bhakta Prahlad, because he exemplifies the qualities of pure bhakti, shuddha bhakti. So how did that happen? How did he get to that position? How did he attain that final position? In Puri, in Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used to sit with Gadadhar Pandit and listen to the Bhagavatam. And Vrindavan Das Thakur says that he listened to two stories were very favorite of his, although he also, of course, heard the Rasa Panchadaya, the Rasa Leela chapters, and the discussions of Gopi Bhav. He also heard that from Gadadhar Pandit. But it's told that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to the story of Prahlad Maharaj 100 times. He heard the story 100 times from the lotus lips of Gadadhar Pandit. And he also heard 100 times the story of Dhruva Maharaj, Dhruva Charita. It's called Dhruva Charita or Prahlad Charita, the life and teachings of Bhakta Prahlad. So this shows by the example of Gauranga Mahaprabhu that the life and teachings of Bhakta Prahlad are indeed very important for the Bhakta Samaj, for all the group of devotees, or Vaishnav Samaj. So in this verse, Shukadeva Goswami uses this term, Naisargiki. Naisargiki Rati. Naisargiki means natural, natural, inherent. And Rati means Bhava. Bhava is another name for Bhav. We have three kinds of bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti, Bhava Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti. So he's saying that he attained this natural affection, this natural love, or this natural bhava for Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, Vasudeva Bhagavati, due to his previous practices. But if we look closer at the example of the life of Prahlad Maharaj, we will see that there is another reason how Bhakta Prahlad attained Bhava Bhakti. And that reason is given in a few verses later in the same chapter of Bhagavatam. the seventh canto, chapter 4, verse 42. So uttama shloka padaravindayor nisheva ya kinchana sangha labdhaya tanvan param nivritim atmano muhur tu sangha dinasya manasramam yadat. Translation. Because of Prahlad Maharaj's association with perfect unalloyed devotees who had nothing to do with anything material, Prahlad Maharaj constantly engaged in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. By seeing his bodily features, when he was in the perfect ecstasy, persons who were very poor in spiritual understanding became purified. In other words, Prahlad Maharaj bestowed upon them transcendental bliss. So in this verse, there's a phrase here, akinchana sangha labdhaya. Akinchana sangha labdhaya, which means that labdhaya, that Prahlad Maharaj, he obtained the akinchana sangha, the association with akinchana bhaktas. And Prabhupada translates, an akinchana devotee is a one who has nothing to do with the material world. So this is actually the reason, this is the cause of how Prahlad Maharaj attained this bhava bhakti and this ultimately this shantarati, this prema for Krishna in the shanta. It's called shantarati. He was the beginning of bhakti as a shantarati, which he had. So now, taking this idea, akinchana sangha labdhaya, having obtained the association with akinchana devotees, then the next question is, who were those akinchana bhaktas? Who were those great devotees that Prahlad associated with? So before we describe this, we want to describe a little bit in general about the bhava bhakti. Because this is very important to us, the bhava bhakti, because we want to attain the goal of life, the goal of Krishna consciousness movement is to attain Krishna prema. Like we say at the end of the 10 offenses, everyone who's serious about anyone, how does it go? Who seriously avoids these 10 offenses will attain the perfection of life. Krishna prema. There's that phrase that we say at the end of the Dasaparad. So this is the goal of our life. So Prahlad Maharaj, he shows a very key example of how to attain Krishna prema. So in Nectar Devotion, Srila Prabhupada is describing this bhava bhakti. What is the nature of bhava bhakti? So bhava bhakti can be attained in two different ways. But actually, bhava bhakti can only be attained in one way. The way one attains bhava bhakti is by mercy, kripa. But it's told in Nectar Devotion that there's two divisions, but actually there's only one. So let's follow this line of thinking. First it says one attains bhava bhakti by the practice of sadhana bhakti, by the intense practice of sadhana bhakti. But then we'll also read in Jiva Goswami's commentaries on Nectar Devotion that one cannot attain bhava bhakti by sadhana. You cannot attain bhava bhakti by the practice of sadhana. So this seems to be a contradiction. How to reconcile? So the reconciliation is that we attain bhava bhakti by sadhana if our sadhana is practiced with intensity. It's practiced with intensity and with a sincere longing and desire to attain Braja Bhakti, or pure love of Krishna. This is our sadhya, this is our goal, the attainment that we always keep in our mind, that we want to attain this Krishna prema. And that is why we're doing Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, and Archanam, and Vandanam, and all different dasyams and types of sevas. Because this is always in the forefront of our mind and in the core of our heart. We're chanting, we're hearing, we're serving Guru, we're serving the temple, we're doing all these things to attain Krishna prema. Because what happens is, to actually attain bhava bhakti is called Shuddha Sattva. It's called Vishuddha Sattva Visheshatma. Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma. It's described in Nectar Devotion. Then what is bhava bhakti? Bhava bhakti is called the prema suryamshu. Prema surya amshu. It is a ray of prema. It is a kiran. It is a ray of the light of prema. Just like before the sunshine The sun rises in the sky, it becomes light. Some rays of light fill the atmosphere, and we can understand soon the sun will rise. So this bhava is a type of bhakti. Bhakti is only one, but bhakti is in different stages of development. Like a mango fruit is one, but a mango fruit appears in a green stage, and then later it becomes more ripe and mellow, and becomes a little yellower, and then finally it becomes very golden yellow, or even reddish, in its mature, ripened, sweet state of perfection for relishing and eating. So bhakti is like that mango, and it's increasing in its sweetness and its flavor. But in the beginning of bhakti and sadhana bhakti, it is like chutney. Sadhana bhakti is like mango chutney. It's like green mango, you can only make chutney with it. But bhava bhakti and prema bhakti is like you can make mango shakes and you can do so many things. And just eat the mango straight as it is. It has so much taste and flavor. So this bhava bhakti, we perform sadhana, and there's two types of sadhana, Vaidhi sadhana and Raghunuga sadhana. So Rupa Goswami is explaining who attained bhava bhakti by Vaidhi sadhana. An example is given of Narada Muni. Narada Muni was performing Vaidhi sadhana, regulated principles of devotion during Chaturmasya. He was serving, doing Vaishnav Seva. Vaishnav Seva is called Padasevanam. It is one of the Navavida Bhakti, one of the limbs of devotion, serving the feet of the Vaishnavas, Padasevanam. So he was very dutifully and respectfully and reverentially serving these Vaishnavas. And what was the exchange? The exchange was that they were sitting him down and say, "Sit down, little boy. Now listen to what we have to say." And they were speaking Harikata. They were speaking the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. They were speaking the Bhagavatam. And all nectarian rasakata, it was filling the ears of Narada Muni. And not only that, he was getting the mercy of these Vaishnavas. So although it's explained that by his sadhana, he performed sadhana, and by his sadhana he attained bhava bhakti, actually his sadhana prepared his heart in such a way by which he got kripa, Vaishnav kripa. And because of the kripa, then he attained bhava bhakti. Because sadhana brings us to the platform of anartanivritti, then our heart becomes nishta, becomes very clean and steady and attached, and then we become attached to Krishna. And when we attain asakti or attachment to Krishna, then we would become suitable recipients of bhava bhakti. Now bhava bhakti is residing in the heart of Krishna. Bhava bhakti, as we said, shuddha sattva visheshatma. Bhava bhakti is actually the heart of Krishna. The heart of Krishna, and the heart of Krishna is in the heart of Krishna's pure devotees. So bhava bhakti can be attained directly from Krishna, from the heart of Krishna, or bhava bhakti can be attained from the heart of Krishna's pure devotees. So in Narada's case, he performed sadhana, Vaidhi sadhana, and he pleased the Vaishnavas, the pure devotees who were bhava bhaktas. They were pleased and they gave their blessings to Narada. And because of the blessings, then bhava bhakti came in his heart. So this bhava bhakti is a combination of, it's called the swarup shakti. So bhava bhakti is this ray of prema from the heart of Krishna, his pure devotees. So it's combined with two energies of Krishna. One is called samvit shakti and ladini shakti. So that means full knowledge and full divine bliss or love. So when this shines in the heart, when bhava bhakti from the heart of the pure devotees or from Krishna directly or his eternal associates, when it shines in the heart, then the heart becomes softened. The heart is already purified by sadhana bhakti. The heart becomes softened by the contact with bhava bhakti. It's called mashishna. Mashishna means softened. And when the heart is softened, then it manifests different ruchi, different tastes. And there's three different tastes that are described in nectar devotion. It's called, not that ruchi, we talk about ruchi for bhakti, nishta ruchi asakti. This is a different type of ruchi. It's called bhava ruchi, the ruchi that comes as a symptom of bhava. And one of those is called Bhagavat, it's called Bhagavat Prapti. Bhagavat Prapti means that one who attains bhava, one who is actually in bhava bhakti, he has an intense desire. He has an intense desire to attain the service of Radha and Krishna. Bhagavat Prapti Bhav. And the other, the second ruchi that comes within his heart when he attains bhava bhakti is called anukulyasya, or anukul bhav. And anukul, or anukul abhilash, you can say anukul abhilash bhav. He has an intense desire to act favorably, to always act at every minute and every second favorably for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And the third ruchi or taste that comes in the heart of a bhava bhakta is called sohardha. Sohardha bhava. Sohardha means that he serves the Lord. Sohardha means suridha. Ridha means heart. He serves the Lord with great affection, with great devotion. Because that is the meaning of bhava. Bhava means love, emotion, affection. So this is how, these are the ruchis that come in the heart of a bhava bhakta. So this is, so one way is by vaidhi sadhana. And the second aspect of sadhana is raganuga sadhana. So who is the example of someone who attained bhava bhakti by raganuga sadhana? Now this example is very interesting, and each of us can and actually get inspiration from this example. And maybe by good fortune, we may also attain this same type of bhava bhakti. The example is given in Nectar Devotion of one lady named Chandrakanti. Chandrakanti is described in the Padma Puran. Chandrakanti, simply by seeing the Murti of Krishna, Murti means the Archavigraha, the deity, just like us, we come every day and we see Radha and Shamsundar. But Chandrakanti, when she saw the Murti of Krishna, she felt so much, she was became so much attached to the Murti of Krishna. And so much feeling, she had so much, ruchi and taste for seeing the deity of Krishna, that she started thinking, she says, that Krishna at nighttime, he's dancing with the gopis in Vrindavan. He spends the whole night dancing with the gopis in Vrindavan. So she had this natural rag for the murti, she had attachment for the murti of Krishna. So she was thinking, I want to dance the whole night. I have a desire to enter that rasa dance and dance with Krishna, just like the gopis of Vrindavan. So to express my attachment, my feelings for the deity of Krishna, I'm going to dance all night. I'm going to dance all night. So what happened to Chandrakanti, because of her attachment to the deity, she danced all night in front of her deity of Krishna. And what happened is that bhava bhakti entered her heart in a very special way. She became filled with bhavas, with the gopi bhavas of the Braja gopis. And she became filled with a feeling that Krishna is dancing only with me, my beloved Priyatam. My beloved Krishna is only dancing with me, and he's showing more fondness, more affection towards me than any of the other gopis. In fact, he's dancing with me and embracing me around. He has his arm embracing me around his neck, around my neck. He's embracing me around my neck and dancing with me to the exclusion of all the other gopis. So this is the example that Chandrakanti attained bhava bhakti. And in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining sometimes in the heart of an offenseless soul, if someone is an offenseless devotee, simply by seeing the murti of Krishna, simply by seeing the murti of Krishna and being attracted to the beauty and charm of the deity of Krishna, simply by his darshan, one can obtain bhava bhakti, if one is offenseless, without performing any limbs of devotion. So this, how did Chandrakanti get this bhava bhakti, not only bhava bhakti, but gopi bhav? So it's described that Chandrakanti, that she, her sadhana, her sadhana bhakti, this is a type of sadhana called rag sadhana, was performed with great attachment and for Krishna and affection. Chandrakanti's performance of sadhana bhakti attracted the attention of the eternal associates of Krishna in the spiritual world. And in the hearts of the Nityaparikars, or Nityaparishads of Krishna, in their heart, bhava bhakti and prema bhakti are swirling in different waves and whirlpools of ecstatic expression. So from their hearts, they can shine that into the heart of any serious and sincere sadhaka. That prema surya amshu, those rays of prema can illuminate, purify and illuminate the heart with various bhavas and ecstasies of bhava bhakti. So that particular eternal associate that Chandrakanti pleased was named Srimati Radhika. When Radharani saw the sadhana bhakti, she's a sadhaka, Chandrakanti. When Radharani saw the sadhana bhakti, the Raganuga sadhana bhakti of Chandrakanti, she became attracted. She became pleased. So she bestowed her mercy. She bestowed her kripa, her karuna upon Chandrakanti. And that mercy came as a wave of bhava. And that bhava flooded the heart with Chandrakanti. And Chandrakanti started to think and feel exactly like Radharani. That I am the greatest sakhi. That Krishna is dancing with me and to the exclusion of all the other sakhis. So Radharani was so pleased that she directly reflected her bhava into the heart of Chandrakanti. So this is an example of a sadhaka performing sadhana bhakti who obtained bhava bhakti. So now the second way which one attains bhava bhakti, which is very rare, is by the direct mercy of Krishna or by the mercy of Krishna's devotees, which we've already illuminated. So actually, as I mentioned, there's really only one way to obtain bhava bhakti, and that's by the mercy of Krishna and his eternal associates. Although our practice of sadhana bhakti purifies our heart and increases our attachment to Krishna, or at least it should, if it's performed correctly, our sadhana bhakti should purify the heart of anarthas, fill us with nishta, a nishtita bhav, or bhakti, and then attachment to Krishna. And then that makes us suitable candidates to receive the mercy of Krishna directly, or Radharani, or the mercy of the eternal associates of Krishna, or our Sadguru. So the second way is by mercy. So one is the mercy of Krishna. So one can attain bhava bhakti directly by the mercy of Krishna. And there's three ways one can get the mercy of Krishna. One is called vachika. Vachika, or darshan dan, or the other one is called harta. So vachika means if Krishna simply speaks, you should get the mercy. You should attain bhava. So once Krishna met some brahmanas, and he was pleased with the brahmanas. He said, "Oh brahmanas, may you attain bhava bhakti. May you attain bhava for me." So by Krishna's words, vachika, they attain bhava. Vachika bhava. Now the other is by darshan dan. Darshan dan means giving his darshan. Simply if one sees Krishna, can also attain bhava bhakti. When Krishna passed through the Kuru Jungla province, there were some adivasis there, some jungle people. They had never practiced any bhakti. Because in this mercy category, one doesn't practice any sadhana. He doesn't do any vaidhi sadhana. He doesn't do any rag sadhana. He simply gets the mercy. He simply gets the mercy and attains bhava bhakti. So the adivasis of Kuru Jungla province, Krishna simply was walking through there, and from in it, he simply gave his darshan, and they attained bhava bhakti. And the third way is called harda, harda bhav. Harda bhav means by Krishna's heartfelt wishes, bhava bhakti will manifest in the heart of someone, even if they never practiced any devotion. So who is an example of someone who got the wishes of Krishna, and by simply the good wishes of Krishna attained bhava bhakti? That's Shukadeva Goswami. Shukadeva Goswami manifested within the womb of his mother. While he's in the womb of his mother, he manifested this bhava bhakti by the wishes of Krishna. Now the second category of getting mercy is from the Vaishnavas. This brings us back to Prahlad Maharaj. You may be wondering, well, what about Prahlad Maharaj? So Prahlad Maharaj has explained that Naradasya, it says, Naradasya prasadena shobha vasana naisargiki rati. Rupa Goswami explains the nectar devotion, Naradasya prasadena shobha vasana naisargiki rati. That Prahlad Maharaj, how did Prahlad Maharaj become Bhakta Prahlad? How did he become a great devotee? How did he attain bhava bhakti? And finally, shanta prem or shantarati. How did he attain? Rupa Goswami tells in Nectar of Devotion, Naradasya prasadena shobha vasana naisargiki rati. So we quoted the verse from Bhagavatam that Prahlad Maharaj had natural devotion, naisargiki rati. And then we quoted the other verse which said, Akinchana, Akinchana Sangha Labdha, that he attained natural or Bhava Bhakti by associating with Akinchanas. And who is that Akinchana? By Narada Muni. By Narada Muni's kripa, by the blessings of Narada Muni, Prahlad Maharaj attained Bhava Bhakti. How did that happen? When Hiranyakashipu was terrorizing the universe, he sat down on Indra's throne. And from Indra Loka, he was controlling and ruling and enjoying the entire universe, while the demigods were all hiding in various caves and different places around the universe. But then he decided that he wanted to get greater, wanted to be better than Indra. He wanted to become God, the famous God complex. So then Hiranyakashipu left Indra Loka to perform tapasya, intense austerity. So as soon as he left, all the demigods came out of hiding, and they got all their weapons, and they attacked Indra Loka. And they ransacked the place, and they pilfered everything. All the wealth that he had accumulated. They took everything. And then they captured Kayadu. Kayadu is the wife of Hiranyakashipu. And she was pregnant at the time. So the demigods are thinking, inside the womb of Hiranyakashipu is Chota Hiranya. There's Chota Hiranyakashipu. Already Bara Hiranyakashipu has caused us so much problems, taken our kingdoms and ruined everything for us. What to speak of Chota Hiranyakashipu? So they seized Kayadu and they pulled their swords. They said, we're going to kill this child. We're going to take this woman, keep her in captivity, and kill the child when he's born. And Narada Muni said, wait. Narada Muni said, wait. There's a great devotee in the womb of Kayadu. You release her. I'm going to protect her. So Narada Muni took Kayadu to his ashram. Now this brings up a question which Prabhupada raises in the Bhagavatam purport. Because how is it possible that Narada Muni, who is a young, attractive, handsome sage, he takes this young, beautiful lady, princess or queen, Kayadu, the queen of Hiranyakashipu, takes her to his hermitage. Because then Prabhupada quotes a verse in the purport, Matra Swasha to Duhitrava, Navi Viktasano Bhavet, Indraya Balaban Gramo, Vidvamsam Apikarshati. That even a Vidvam, even someone is very learned, he becomes Karshati, he becomes disturbed, he becomes agitated or attracted for illicit life if he sits on the same seat. Matra Swasha Duhitrava, Navi Viktasano Bhavet. If someone sits on the same asan or seat with his mother, with his sister, or his daughter, he can become agitated, Indriya Balaban, that the senses are so powerful. He can become agitated even if he's a Chaturvedi, like we mentioned yesterday. Even if he's a Chaturvedi Brahman or a Trivedi, a Vidvam, he can become agitated. So Prabhupada is saying, how is it, if this is the situation, how is it simply sitting on a seat with a lady who's your mother, you can become agitated? How can Narada Muni live in the same ashram alone with this young lady, the queen of Queen Kayadu? And then Prabhupada explains, it's because he is totally pure devotee. He is totally niskinchana, as we said, akinchana, akinchana sangha, labdaya. He is that akinchana, he is completely beyond. And Prabhupada says also, no one can imitate Narada Muni. No one can imitate or try to imitate Narada Muni and take some beautiful girl into your ashram and live alone. So why Narada Muni had this lady Kayadu in his ashram who had Prahlad in her womb, he started instructing her in the Bhagavatam. He was teaching her Srimad Bhagavatam. And while he was teaching her, he was feeling in his mind and heart, he's saying, I'm praying and I'm wishing. My heartfelt wishes are that the child in this womb will become a great devotee. So that's the third way by which one gets, by kripa, by which one gets bhava bhakti. It's called harda bhav. Harda bhav. Harda bhav means rita. Harda bhav means that bhava bhakti manifests in the heart by the wishes of a Vaishnava. So this is actually how Prahlad Maharaj attained bhava bhakti. So we see in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he gave out bhava bhakti in the same way. By these three ways, vachika, darshan dan, and by harda. By his words, by his darshan, and by his heartfelt wishes. By his words, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, when he saw the fallen condition of Jagai and Madhai, when they finally surrendered, he spoke his words. He said, may you attain bhava and prema for Krishna. So by the words, by the vachika bhav, by the words of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Jagai and Madhai attained bhava bhakti. And as Lord Chaitanya moved all through India, he was moving all through North, South India, everywhere, thousands of people had his darshan. And simply by darshan dan bhav, by seeing the beautiful, charming, attractive form of Lord Gauranga, thousands of people attained bhava bhakti just by seeing him. Because they were offenseless. They were saralata. Saralata, they were simple and offenseless. So simply by seeing the gorgeous beauty of Gauranga, they fell in love with him. They immediately fell in love with him and attained bhava bhakti. Now the third way is by Harda. The third way is Harda bhav, by the blessings of Gauranga. So what devotee attained bhava bhakti by the blessings of Gauranga? So it's told that devotee is Jiva Goswami. Sri Jiva Goswami, that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he, with his heartfelt blessings, he was praying, he said, may this cousin brother of Rupa Goswami, may he attain bhava bhakti, may he attain Krishna praying. So by the heartfelt blessings of Gauranga, then Jiva Goswami attained bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. This is told in Bhaktivedanta Thakura's Jiva Dharma. Now we see that Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and all the other acharyas in the line of Guru Parampara, they also gave their blessings. It's called Harda Bhav. By their heartfelt desire, so many thousands of people attained bhava bhakti. So that's where we come in. That's where we come in. We always say, Bhakta Prahlad Ki Jai, Bhakta Prahlad Ki Jai. So we also want to become Bhakta Prahlads. When we join ISKCON, when we join the movement, we're all bhaktas. But then we get initiated and we're not bhaktas anymore. When we join, we're Bhakta Joe, Bhakta Sunil, Bhakta this, Bhakta that. We're bhaktas, then we get initiated and we say, oh, now I'm Krishna, I'm Krishna Das. Sometimes we forget the Das and say, now I'm Krishna. We're supposed to be Krishna Das or Krishna Dasi. But we think and act more like, I'm Krishna and I'm Krishna. So where's the Bhakta? But we're supposed to become Bhaktas. Bhakta Prahlad. Pure devotees, Bhava Bhakta, Prema Bhakta. Pure devotees of the Lord. So what hope is there? There's the practice of our sadhana. And if our sadhana is done in such a way, we'll gradually progress from Vaidhi to Raganuga. And then if our sadhana is performed in such a pleasing and satisfactory way, with great longing for Braja Bhakti and pure devotion, then we attain the mercy. So we only attain Bhava Bhakti and Prema Bhakti by mercy. The mercy of Krishna and Radharani. Just imagine the Chandrakanti, simply by dancing all night, she had such attachment for her deity that Radharani bestowed Gopi Bhav in her heart, directly from Goloka. Golokera Primadana Harinam Sankirtan. So this is Prahlad Maharaj. He is the example. What does he show? He shows someone who attained Bhava Bhakti in the womb. He didn't even practice. He hadn't even practiced anything. He hadn't done any practices. He didn't done any Vaidhi sadhana or any type of sadhana. Simply by the heart of Bhav, the heartfelt wishes of Narada Muni, that Bhava Bhakti came in his heart. So therefore, that's why we as Vaishnavas, we so much stress the point of getting mercy from Vaishnavas. We always say, Kripa Karo, Kripa Karo. Oh Prabhu, Kripa Karo, please give me your mercy. Kripa Karo. So if we get the mercy from a Prema Bhakta or a Bhava Bhakta, then we can also attain that Bhava Bhakti will shine in our hearts. That Samvit and Ladini, that Sarup Shakti, that very personal internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is made of full knowledge and full bliss and bhavas and ananda, will shine in our heart and fill us with ruchi. When Bhava Bhakti shines in the heart, one develops great taste for seeing the form of Krishna. When he just simply sees the form of Krishna, his hair stands on end, tears come to his eyes, he shivers, and different symptoms of sattvic bhavs overwhelm and manifest in his body just by seeing the form. And when one chants the name, it's called Nam Ruchi. This is real Nam Ruchi. When one chants the holy name in bhava, then he feels different ecstasies swirling within his mind and heart and manifesting in his bodily limbs. His eyes, his hair is very skin itself. So Baba, when Baba contacts the devotee, this is called, Prabhupada calls Bhava Bhakti chapter nectar devotion, ecstatic devotion. Ecstatic devotion. Devotion with ecstasy. Now it's our devotion is a devotion with lethargy. Devotion with lethargy. Lethargy means laziness. We want devotion with ecstasy. and loving devotion. But now it's a devotion with lethargy. Lazy devotion, crazy devotion. Lazy crazies. But this is not... So we on a holy day like this, of the Avirbhava of Lord Nrisimhadev, we can pray to Bhakta Prahlad. Oh, Bhakta Prahlad, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. The Shobha Vasana by this Narada, this is Naradasya Prasadena, Naradasya Prasadena, Shobha Vasana, that your Vasana, all your thinking and all your desires, all your thinking and hankerings and desires became completely auspicious and pure simply by the Narada Prasad, by the Akinchana Bhakta Prasad, by the mercy of the Akinchana Bhaktas, specifically Narada Muni, you attain a pure mind, Shuddhamana. And Vrindavan manifests in the pure mind, Shuddhavimana. That Bhaktivinoda says, when will my mind become pure, Shuddhaman? When will my mind become pure and all the bhavas and all the ecstasies of Vrindavan and the parishads of Radha and Krishna will manifest in my mind and heart? So on a day like this, we can pray to Bhakta Prahlad, oh Bhakta Prahlad, please bless me that somehow I can meet, please give me your blessings that I can meet a great Vaishnava. I can meet a pure devotee of the Lord and a Kinshana, Rasika Vaishnava, who will bless me, that I will attain his mercy, I will get his prasad, Vaishnava prasad, Guru prasad, Bhakta prasad, I will get his mercy. And when I get that mercy, I will also attain Bhava Bhakti in the goal of life. Because without the mercy, there is no chance for me to make any success in life. I am hopeless and fallen, and lazy, and crazy. What can I do on my own? What is my paltry chanting? What is my insignificant seva? It is so full of karma and gyan and aparad and anarthas. What is the hope for me? My only hope is mercy. Kripa karo, kripa bindu diya, O Vaishnav Thakur. So we are surrounded by so many Vaishnavas. We're living in the land of Vaishnavas. Vrindavan is the land of Vaishnavas. It is the land of Shuddha Bhakti. There's thousands and thousands of Bhakta Prahlads walking in the land of Vrindavan, or maybe even sitting right next to us in this temple. So we should serve those devotees with an open heart, with a pure mind, and an open heart. Serve those Vaishnavas and pray for their mercy. And one of those Vaishnavas that we serve and pray for his mercy or her mercy, he or she may be that Bhakta Prahlad, may be that Bhava Bhakta, or what to speak of a Premi Bhakta. And by their heartfelt wishes, if they simply think in their heart, yes, let this, he's a nice devotee, she's a nice devotee, they're serving me so nicely. Oh Krishna, please bless them with prema. Please, may they attain bhava and prema. And simply by the wishes, by the blessings of a Vaishnava, one will immediately attain bhava bhakti and prema bhakti. So this is one teaching of Bhakta Prahlad. How we attain this Bhava Bhakti by the Narada Prasadena, by the mercy of Narada Muni. So on this holy day of the appearance of Nrisimhadev, we can remember the pastime and also remember Bhakta Prahlad, because he is our Mahajan, Mahajana Yena Katasa Panta. Panta means the path. We should follow the path of the Mahajans. So Bhakta Prahlad is our Mahajan. He is our great exemplar, guru and teacher. He is our Shiksha Guru. So what is his teaching for us? What is he teaching us on this holy Avirbhav Tithi of Nrisimhadev? What teaching can we glean and gather and collect from his life and example? So this is one teaching. Serve the Vaishnavas and pray for the mercy and hope against hope that somehow by this kripa will shine in our hearts and will fill our minds and hearts, and then Bhava Bhakti will descend like a ray, Prema Amshu, and fill our hearts with all beautiful sweet tastes of devotion. Jiva Goswami is a Nitya Siddha, but Nitya Siddhas, they also show, they come in this world, and they, just like Arjuna is a Nitya Siddha, But Arjuna is showing the example in the Bhagavad Gita. He's bewildered. He becomes attached to a dharma and wanting to give up his dharma. So he's a Nityasiddha, but he plays a particular role. So Jiva Goswami, of course, is Nityasiddha, Parishad of Gauranga. But as it's told in the Jiva Dharma, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining that just to show the example, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, by his heart above, by his blessing, Jiva Goswami manifested. He didn't have to manifest. He was already a Bhava Bhakti. He's already Prema Bhakti. He's Vilas Manjari. He's from the inner circle of Ashtamanjaris in Radha's camp. Vilas Manjari or Jiva Goswami and Gaura Lila. He's a Nitya Parishad. Nitya Siddha, never conditioned, never bewildered, doesn't have to get anything or attain anything. But he's just showing the example because Gauranga also gave his blessings. He says, I bless this Jiva Goswami that you attain Bhava. So that's Gauranga is enacting that pastime to show that even Gauranga, like Lord Krishna, is also bestowing Bhava Bhakti in these three different ways of Vachika, Darshandan, and Harda. You do sadhana bhakti in such a way that you please Guru and Krishna. And when Guru and Krishna are pleased, yasya prasada bhagavat prasado, yasya prasada nagati gatopi. Because if you do aparad, if you're doing your bhakti is full of anarthas and aparads, then you can do your sadhana for thousands and thousands and thousands of lifetimes and never attain bhava. So your sadhana bhakti has to be performed in such a way that is pleasing. That is the meaning. First of all, we have to understand what is the meaning of bhakti. Is to act in such a way that Guru and Krishna are pleased and satisfied with my behavior and actions. I give pleasure. Bhakti means the giving of pleasure and satisfying the senses of Guru and Krishna. So when bhakti is performed in that way, then we become suitable candidates to receive bhava bhakti, because bhava bhakti is received by mercy. You can't, by your own endeavor, I'm going to chat my way to bhava. It's not like that. You can endeavor, but your endeavor is only one of the fingers of closing the rope. The second finger is the kripa, the descending kripa from the Vaishnavas, from the Guru Vaishnavas and Krishna and his eternal associates. So bhakti has to be performed in such a way that our heart becomes pure and we become attached to Krishna. Our bhakti should come through Vaidhi Sadhana and Raganuga. Raganuga means we become attached to Krishna. We become attached to Krishna's name and form and qualities and entourage and pastimes. And that attachment deepens and develops. And that attachment attracts Krishna. It attracts the heart of Krishna and attracts the heart of Krishna's eternal associates. And then when they're pleased and attracted because of our attachment, our growing attachment, because of our pure execution of the limbs of bhakti and bhajan, then they will shine from their hearts this Swarup Shakti. The Swarup Shakti of Krishna will shine and reflect from their hearts into our hearts. And then we'll attain this Bhava Bhakti. Then very quickly we'll attain Prema Bhakti. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki.